Tired of the price of everything going up these days? Groceries, rent, you name it. It's all going up. But not at Metro. They've got your back. Metro has lowered their prices and are giving you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. One line? Now 20% lower. Family plans? Also lowered. Oh, and you also get a free 5G phone. All with no ID required and no activation fees. Stop by your neighborhood Metro store, visit metrobytmobile.com, or call to find out about their amazing offers. Bring your number, not available if currently at T-Mobile or with Metro in the past 180 days. Guarantee covers monthly price of on-network talk, text, and 5G data for customers activating on an eligible plan. Exclusions apply. Details at metrobytmobile.com.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365 because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply. Available in app only.
Hey, we don't do this genre very often. Newer country. It's It Don't Hurt Like It Used To by Billy Currington from 2015. 464-568-51 is bad. 10 is good. Text your rating on the Sauter Heyman Jewelers song of the day. Billy at Pinewood Bowl on Friday. He was
the
great.
Bowl.
He was great.
Oh, you want to go first?
No, you're up.
Oh, God. There's nothing. I just
be honest. It's fine.
They tried. I don't know why you went to that.
They. It's a he. Billy.
He wasn't singing solo.
It's not the Curringtons.
It's Billy Currington.
It's Billy Currington.
It's not Billy and the Curringtons.
They tried. They went for that Kings of Leon, hey ho type thing.
That's you with Kings of Leon is the wow.
That's like the Della Vedova.
Yeah, it's an interesting draw. I would never have thought Kings of Leon.
They went for it.
And haze.
They went for it. He tried. I mean, he tried it, and I'll give him that. I mean, I don't like the subject matter of the song. I don't like the song. I don't like the subject. Yeah, got to get it. Yeah, trying to get over a woman. I mean,
get over it.
There's nothing that recommends that song. It's just noise. I mean, it's good noise to a point. I can see why people like it for mm-hmm. sure. That's not Johnny Cash. Nobody's going to can. Nobody.
Billy.
Hold on, is that? Johnny is that Cash?
Billy Currington, Johnny Cash.
Nobody's confusing that voice. That voice has really nothing special about it. You got it. You have to admit that.
I'm
right?
not denying that.
It's just like a guy you pulled out of the bar and he's singing now because he's got a band, whatever. Nothing. The kind of the hey ho, maybe got it to a 3.
Okay.
Got it to a 3.
Yeah. So I'll go 3.15. Don't do that. I don't know why you got
to. Sometimes you gotta change it up so you can appreciate the older music again, right?
Yeah.
Okay. If you have it every day, you don't appreciate it as much.
Yeah. Agreed. I went eyes closed trying to listen. I've never heard the song before. I'd never heard it.
It surprises me.
Yeah, I'd not heard it. And I thought, okay, there's some things I don't mind about it. I kind of like a few things. Then it kind of started to drift away. It was like, okay, this is not gaining any momentum. How a song builds.
Yeah.
This was not building.
Not really.
No, this wasn't like, this isn't like the Bellamy Brothers Old Hippie that just keeps getting,
just keeps
getting better and better. It's not that. I can get it to a 4.9.
Ooh,
I can get
not
it
bad.
To a
4.9. Okay, that's respectable,
because he was here at the Pinewood Bowl. So I can get it to 4.9. I also remember this the other day. I came across this in my time. I used to listen to, like in 2022, like some Morgan Wallen, maybe some Luke Combs, and like that. Okay. I've not listened to a new song. So 2022,
oh, come on.
I'm done. I've not listened.
I
don't
stopped
want
3 years ago.
And I just went back to nothing but 70s country and 80s. And
gave up.
Just gave up. I listen to anything. So I just go.
That's the reason
anything,
right there.
Anything that comes out, I have no idea. The other day I was listening to a radio station, the top 40 on. It was hilarious. I go. I never heard it. And had one idea. I was like, "This is nuts." 4.9. I'm going to say now, Rudy's going to be
Rudy.
A little bit better. I think he's going to be a 6.2.
Seven. Rudy kind of liked it.
Seven from
liked
Rudy.
Patrinka did weigh in too. By the way,
what did Patrinka say?
Can we get some current and relevant country music?
Yeah. And you know when she typed it, she laughed.
He was,
you know,
for sure.
She laughed at her. At her
I
own,
don't know. She was.
I bet she laughed at her own text. I think. Chime in on that, Petrinka. Let us know if you laughed, because I think you did.
Some response here from YouTube first. Genghis, Genghis 5.9, Chris 2.2, Troy 7, Albert 6, BWD solid 6, Charlie 7, Bolt 655, text line, Sandmaster and Casey 8.6, Shamia 4, now they're going to get a little lower here, Guilt Nerd 2, Tater Garbage 0,
Tater.
Bill and Bennett 1.5, Officer McLeod in Columbus, who got his Valentino's gift card 7.5, Mike and Dalton 7, Ryan in California 7.8, Sean in Omaha meh 3.3, Lyle in Omaha 6, who in Columbus
Bird
2,
solid, right with you Bird
2, Robert in Bixby Oklahoma 8.2, Casey in Seward 7.7. What do you think Jennifer and hubby did with that song?
Low.
Not bad.
Really? I thought it'd be in the threes.
Jennifer 6, hubby 4.7.
That's low.
That's
hubby.
Low for the, yeah.
I think that's higher than I thought they'd be for that song. Mm.
Jennifer's higher.
Wink 5.5, Dylan 4.8.
Wink.
Martindale chiming in. Bearded Ben 7.2. 9.9, Jake, good job. Must be my mom time jumping in there.
Is that your mom?
No, not my mom.
Is that your mama?
I think that was Grant, Durant from the Bottoms.
What's the one? Where's my mama? When the guy's throwing 98. I would never say that.
86, you'd be asking for your mama.
Song of the day is, once again, It Don't Hurt Like It Used To. Billy Currington, 2015.
Billy Currington?
Yes, who I saw Friday night. He was good in concert.
Was he?
It was packed.
And
it was
not nice much stuff. Of a voice, though. Pretty
like
much
I don't think it's a great
I would have
voice.
Liked to have seen him. I would like to have been there.
No. He's got, he has energy on the stage. He was good.
Yeah, he's fine.
Live music is always fun. It is time, without further ado, to see what is bothering Bill today.
Good.
In Bill's Thrills.
Bugaboo
Tuesday. Here we go.
Some call him the most interesting man in the world.
That is setting up the morel mushroom bonanza.
Okay. Yeah,
is it going to be a bonanza? Right?
Mushrooms grow better with thunder and lightning.
Others call him Coach, but to everyone else, he's Bill.
I want to get one of those military ab stimulators for us to wear during the show. Have you seen? I sent it to you today.
It's time for Bill's Thrills on Early Break.
Bill's Thrills, sponsored by Dinert Contracting.
Randy!
You need a remodel, there's one person to call, Randy at Dinert Contracting. Kitchen, baths, whole house remodels. They do additions, basement finishes, and custom new homes. Call or text Randy at 402-417-5204, Dinert Contracting.
Also, tis the season.
Okay.
Well, this is remodeling season. Summer is way more. As many things get done in the winter here. Randy wanted to let everyone know that he is managing all the accounts fine. There's been a lot of increase of people reaching out, but he's managing all the accounts and he's ready. He can take it on. So he's not like, hey, listen, we're just too swamped. I don't want to not have it, you know, represent my business. He has it managed. That's how professional he is. And him and Hayden have that taken care of.
His son Hayden.
Yeah, because they have basically two they can be at each two different jobs and in between every day. They go to about 10 jobs a day and they have everything. Yeah, so it's a lot going
busy
on.
Busy season.
Busy season. But tis the season is Randy season, is what it is.
So I bet they go right into football. Right?
Tired of the price of everything going up these days? Groceries, rent, you name it. It's all going up. But not at Metro. They've got your back. Metro has lowered their prices and are giving you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. One line, now 20% lower. Family plans, also lowered. Oh, and you also get a free 5G phone. All with no ID required and no activation fees. Stop by your neighborhood Metro store, visit metrobytmobile.com, or call to find out about their amazing offers. Bring your number. Not available if currently at T-Mobile or with Metro in the past 180 days. Guarantee covers monthly price of on-network talk, text, and 5G data for customers activating on an eligible plan. Exclusions apply. Details at metrobytmobile.com.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you're a lineman in charge of keeping the lights on, Grainger understands that you go to great lengths, and sometimes heights, to ensure the power is always flowing. Which is why you can count on Grainger for professional-grade products and next-day delivery, so you have everything you need to get the job done. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Oh, no, they're going all year.
They don't stop.
Oh, no, they don't stop. But there's projects now that are outdoor projects. That's your concrete slabs, your decks, all those things you kind of want to get done during
summertime.
During this time. I don't know if Steve's going to even, he's probably going to push back on this
one. On Bugaboo Tuesday?
Yes. But this got me. This is from my observation.
Headline.
Observation Saturday. The laundry basket makes me blow a gasket. The laundry basket makes me blow a gasket. What goes on now in baseball with the gear that they wear makes me lose my mind. If you're up to bat and you get a walk, they take off 3 to 4 items.
It is a wrist.
It's an elbow. Okay. It's a shin guard. It's something else.
Like a pancake.
Yeah, it's like, and then they come out, and then they come, then here comes the bat boy out. He has to get the bat. No, he has to have basically a laundry basket to haul all the crap back. Then the guy gets a hit, right? He slides into second. It's a double. The third base coach then has to call timeout, and they have to walk out and get all of this gear off, and in exchange for the mittens, sliding mittens, the pancake
mittens,
to put the pancake mittens on, and I can't take it. I mean, it's like I watched the first base coach from UCLA go out from his dugout out there. His back pockets were so – he's just holding stuff. And then they have these cubbies that then they're trying to, well, whose is this? Where's all this stuff go? I mean, if you got a double, Steve, in Columbus, you just were on second, and that was it.
Right.
That was it.
100%.
This stuff,
I didn't have anything on my body other than
there's
what
no elbow. Hey, the guy in the elbow, you're fine though, right? No. This drives me nuts. And
Major leaguers do it too.
The amount of gear and the timeout that – just they have to call timeout so everybody can get all the right clothing on again. Can you imagine all of a sudden, we're shooting a free throw right now. Oh, not yet, buddy. We got to change. I'm gonna change my uniform quick. How many times
you wait for me?
How many times that happened? And the only thing that was gold in football was when there would be a guy in high school that was also the kicker, and sometimes they had to give a timeout so he could put his kicking shoe on.
Yeah.
That was insane.
And we understood
the square
that.
The square toe kicking
shoe.
That was awesome. That was awesome. This drove me nuts. And the guy going to first base had so much stuff. He's got to exchange everything up. And when I saw the third base coach have to call timeout and jog out, and then he gets met by the and boy, they love taking all that stuff off and laying it down at first. Home, but got to walk. All right, chink, 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 chink. And this guy runs out and has to haul.
Give me a minute here.
He carries all this stuff back.
Yep.
And I'm just like.
Totally get
every
it.
Batter.
Every
you got
batter.
A good point.
And it just
most
drives,
of them.
Drives me nuts. And then, like I said, the pancakes that they wear in their hands.
They should be out.
I mean.
Well, we got response, Bill.
Then I'm not. I'll push back.
No, this is good. It's okay. Response.
No, you're. This is.
On your side.
Yeah.
Ready for a response?
Please.
Okay. Texas Casanova says, 100, coach. Drives me crazy to watch my 10-year-old travel baseball. $1,200 gear, $3 talent. That's rough. That's rough.
But the gear.
So the kids do it, too.
Oh, yeah. This is going on. This is every level of baseball.
This is going on every because you have to.
This is not better times.
You have to have every level. And it's just I thought of this one. My dad told a story about how he got beaned in Decatur. Took one to the melon like that. I go, did you get a concussion? He goes, probably. And I go, and he goes, he remembers it to this day how probably was. You know why? This is in the 50s. They didn't have a helmet.
Wear a helmet.
There's no helmets.
I probably did, Bill.
Probably.
No, probably did. He goes, yeah, probably. He goes, we're going to Cass Lake Fish the next day. So they just put me in the car in the back seat and told me to get better. Yeah.
God. All right, Keep going. Ozarks Brandon says, thank you, Bill. I coach a youth baseball team and kids are loaded down with 10 pounds of unnecessary gear while never taking the bat off their shoulder and watching 3 strikes go by.
This is youth baseball, too?
He's judging his own team. Yep, just watch the strikes go by.
This is all levels.
All levels. It's the most,
it's majors too.
When I saw what the first base coach had out at first base with him, I was like, if that was me, I'd be like going, can I just coach third? I don't want to carry this. But the third base coach gets involved. He gets involved, and here comes, and there's stoppage of the game for of this gear.
So they're wearing elbow pads.
Could you imagine on third down if the whole defense changed helmets? Hang on, no. Third down.
What is there anything like that in football at all? Not really.
No. There's nothing bad. There's no sports that has that. All of a sudden, it's like,
no.
Hang on.
There's not.
Halfway through a race and swimming, they all of a sudden they change swimsuits. No.
Keep going. I want to hear
wet blanket usually is tough on us. He says, amen. You should have to run the bases with the armor you wear to the plate. If you want an oven mitt, it has to fit in your pocket.
Yeah.
If it falls out when running to first, you got to run with a bare hand until you get to the dugout.
Oven mitt.
Yeah. It is. It's an oven mitt. Oh, I love you, the pancake. And it's like, really?
I know. It's weird. Yeah. Keep going. This is interesting.
Eric and Lincoln says, our 8-year-old wants a sliding mitt even though they can't steal bases. And they don't know how to slide head first anyways. He just wants the mitt. So
they don't slide first base. They can't steal. He wants the oven mitt. Oh, yeah. They see it and they want it. And it's just... it's like, oh, well, it's no, wears me out. Could you imagine seeing Reggie Jackson up at the plate?
Thank you. I was going to say that.
Just go back.
When he hit three home runs in a World Series in a game.
Yeah. He just walked.
He wasn't whipping stuff off his body as he went around the bases.
Can you imagine seeing Ricky Henderson?
No.
Where's my mitt?
No.
Where's my mitt?
All time.
Ricky don't wear a mitt.
Yeah. Ricky likes Ricky.
Casey and Seward, it's worse in the younger levels. They take forever to take things off because they're uncoordinated as hell, and the Velcro straps stick on everything while they're taking it off.
Did you notice this while you were at the game?
I'm at the game, and I'm watching it. Again, you miss some of that if you're just popping over. Because if you're casual like you, say you're writing, and you're just watching over like that, you don't watch that part of it. No. You don't watch the foul balls, like you said. I'm watching it, and I saw the coaches go out, and I saw the third base coach have to go out to second with a guy – gets a double, timeout, and then all the gear has to carry it back, and it was remarkable. And
God.
Eric chimes back and he says, Nolan Ryan would see these kids with all their pads and hit them where they weren't covered on purpose.
He'd go after
them. He'd say, all right, I see uncovered spot. You're going to get plunked there.
Hmm. I mean, that was that part of the fun was like if you took one to the elbow, it's like, it's going to hurt, man. It's going to sting. It's going to sting.
Now, here's a good point. Now, you asked a football comparison. I'm curious Bill's thought on this, too, because he's seen this. The Texas Casanova says the only thing close in football to this nonsense is the players that wear 30 sweatbands and have two mouthpieces hanging from their face mask.
Yeah. But it does not affect the speed of the game whatsoever. But I agree. That was a big thing for a while, and especially in college, where they had the dangling mouth, but they never put it in. That was a thing for a while, but that doesn't bother me as much because it doesn't slow the game down. It's not like okay, now it's third down. Hang on, we got to change. Hey, give me my pass rushing cleats. Remember that? Imagine that one. Third down. Hey, give me the pass rushing
in.
Cleats. I'm
in.
Dig in.
Yeah, football doesn't really have a similar thing.
Basketball's got none.
No. The only thing I noticed about basketball, and it's not the same. It's just an odd thing that Halliburton wears knee pads. He wears knee pads. Check that out. It's odd. But anyway, I'm just thinking, what else do they wear in baseball? So they wear like a big elbow pad.
They have a wrist, elbow, shin. There's three things. There's three things
there's
that
probably,
go.
There's probably for a couple
foul,
others.
For a foul ball, and there's probably more stuff.
That we don't even know about.
But it's a laundry basket you have to carry around the field now. That's the new thing. Just carry the laundry basket around the field. And you wonder why the games are so long.
This has probably been the last 4 or 5 years.
Probably it's more financial. We didn't even wear gloves. I did not wear a glove playing baseball.
I wore gloves, but you're right.
We didn't wear batting gloves because it was just kind of like, there wasn't a bunch of us walking around like that. Hey, imagine telling my mom, I need a $25 batting glove. That'd be just like, just keep walking.
I used my dad's handball glove.
Just made do.
Yeah. So, I mean, there's some advantage. But wearing a glove doesn't bother me.
No.
But that doesn't bother me at all. It's right. Like, no, have
this
that.
This is way different. We had nothing.
That slowed
in better
the game
times,
up.
There was nothing like this. Jake.
Bill, the headline one more time, please.
The laundry basket makes me blow a gasket.
This is a very well done and very positive Bill's Thrills because you had a lot of support from the Breakers, Bill.
Thank
it was
you.
Good.
Notice it tonight when you watch the game.
I'll be watching closely about all the different things being taken off.
Good job. One more on Song of the Day.
Petrinka
said there's a reason he's at Pinewood.
Hour two is next, an early break on the ticket.
Tired of the price of everything going up these days? Groceries, rent, you name it. It's all going up. But not at Metro. They've got your back. Metro has lowered their prices and are giving you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. One line, now 20% lower. Family plans, also lowered. Oh, and you also get a free 5G phone. All with no ID required and no activation fees. Stop by your neighborhood Metro store, visit metrobytmobile.com, or call to find out about their amazing offers. Bring your number. Not available if currently at T-Mobile or with Metro in the past 180 days. Guarantee covers monthly price of on-network talk, text, and 5G data for customers activating on an eligible plan. Exclusions apply. Details at metrobytmobile.com.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365, because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. TNCs apply. Available in app only.